Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Welcome to Sage Conversations, where we believe that life and even the challenges that come with it is the greatest teacher there is. I'm Mara, and in this space, we try to uncover the wisdom behind these experiences, hopeful that these will serve as inspiration for us to achieve breakthroughs and elevate our lives.
Speaking of, like, we talked about beliefs, right? Like,
right,
you know, like,
yeah.
Throw away these beliefs or whatever. And, you know, this is where we have, you know, we have
invalid
mental, you know, mental blocks or like creative blocks.
Mm, correct.
So,
yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask also, like, of course, we all, you know, you already gave ways on how we can self troubleshoot, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah.
Like, how. Especially with people who are, you know, who discover that creative side of them.
Okay.
There is a tendency to be burnt out by your own creativity, especially when you're so excited about it. You know, in Filipino words, like, you're so bibo. Parang ang bibo-bibo mo. And then at one point, you're like, wait, how do I stop this? And then you just get frustrated. And then you just feel like, there's a creative block. This may sound like controversial or unpopular, but I don't think there's like such a thing as like a creative block.
Yeah, okay. I kind of agree.
Like it's, I don't know how to explain it, but it feels like
go.
It's a selfie. Like maybe you can help me put that into words. Like dissect that creative block that we think of, especially after diving in so enthusiastically, and then how can we dissect that and give it like a different perspective
view. Exactly. I feel like, you know how like they say emotions are basically just fear or love, right? So I feel like blocks is basically just fear, right? So you're scared to do something. And often it's, oh, okay, here's the thing. When you're confident about something, it's because you've done it before. So if you haven't done it before, you have like a healthy fear, right? It's like a primal animal reaction. But the thing is, if you never do something you're kind of shit-ass scared about, you're never really going to pioneer anything, and you're never really going to stretch yourself. You're never really going to find anything new. You're never going to really feed your soul that wants to expand. Yeah. So I feel like when we're blocked, we're saying, this is how we're going to solve it. This is how they solved it. This is how I solved it before. We're going to solve it like this. And then you try to solve a problem with the same, like, brain cells and like like thinking as the what created the problem, right? So a lot of the blocks is basically just you're just scared of the unknown. You're scared of trying something new. You're scared of giving yourself permission about doing something completely unorthodox, right? Oh, I've always been abstract painter. I shouldn't look at figure. Oh my god, what's figure drawing? And it's like no, I'm so it's like your ego is like super stuck in this identity, and it's killing you, right? Yeah. So I want to invite a little bit of malleability in terms of, just try. I am a purveyor of doing things that scare the living shit out of you. Really? Because it's the only time.
I agree.
Right? Right?
I wouldn't have done like a lot of things. If you weren't there, I swear.
Oh, you know, and it's,
it's nice to have someone like that, you know, like even if you're scared, yes, there's still that fear, but you feel less scared because at least there's that one person just cheering you on.
And it's actually healthy because that means that your ego is like, and it means your ego's expanding. That's great, guys.
Yeah.
Like imagine a guy proposing to his girlfriend to get married. Like, of course he's going to be fucking scared. But and then down the line, he's going to be like, oh, wow, that was the best decision of my life. Right? So it's like if you don't I get it. Life is scary. There's risks and stuff. But yeah. That's just part of the pudding. Okay. Mm. And if you don't, yeah, if you don't like yell, like, I want to just do it like that. It's,
yeah.
If you don't do something that kind of like strokes a bit of a, or a bit of fear, or like,
yeah,
you know, a bit yeah. of like a visceral reaction in your body, you're not really going for something that's actually enlivens you. So yeah. I feel like that's, so instead of like staring at your blocks, like look for shit that's like, oh, I want that, but and then yeah. run after that thing.
Yeah.
And just,
okay.
And then just yell and then be like, ah! Yeah. And then you're gonna chill out eventually. It's gonna be yeah. like, oh, okay, I can do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Like after that roller coaster ride where like you scream yeah, yeah. with like the loops yeah, and everything. And then at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the end of it, you're just like, oh, that was cool. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah. And the anxiety was just worse than the actual activity. Yeah. Like, the activity was yeah. actually pretty like, oh, wow. Yeah. I can actually inform myself about this. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, but I feel like it's harder also for people who have creativity, like who have to also be creative in their jobs. Like,
yeah.
Mm. Yeah, like that. There's this whole, you know, how do you navigate in that space where, yes, here I am, acknowledged for what I am capable of, but at the same time, using what I am capable of, I have to be aware that there is a certain way to do it. You know, like
I feel like there's like, it's helpful to have containers for things and then for them to have different intentions. So, you know, you remember the whole metaphor a while ago of like, oh, my creativity is like a beaten up zombie. I shouldn't like
yeah.
put my work yeah. stuff on it. So there's this whole thing where I think capitalism really like messes with their brains. so it's like, it needs to make money and then it's valid. Or because I love it, it needs to be the one that makes the most money. Like, guys, like, we are very like expansive. We can handle a bit of like nuances, right? So you can have a thing that is like you're super passionate about, which is your art, which is your expression, which is your self-care, and it's really, 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 really okay if you don't make money from that. And then something else, you just make money, you're just pushing stuff around. It's fine. Like, I feel like, like before, I used to be frustrated how I spent more time in dancing, but somehow my writing and layout work just makes more money. And it's just one of those things where like the dance industry is just, you know, it's just harder to make money.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah, it
just
is. It is.
It's just how societies build up and stuff. And, you know,
yeah. I mean, that's why I have a lot of jobs because dancing will not sustain me unless I go for like a television career, like as a backup dancer or whatever. But
exactly,
even that,
or you're like a choreographer, or you're heading a studio.
Yeah.
Then that, and then there's so much negotiation because there's this other parts of you that you is also just as valid, right? And that you want to make space for, right? So I feel like it's okay to. It's almost like you have contracts with yourself that okay, this thing makes me money, and then I like. What's your priority, right? So for example, I prioritize to live in Manhattan and I will do anything to live there. I'm a creative person. So I'm just going to get into graphic design and like brand design. I can't make it as a painter there because I actually care about being in Manhattan, right? Whereas if being a painter was more important, I'd move to a slightly cheaper area and then prioritize that, right? So there's this whole, you could definitely sit with yourself and have an honest conversation of like, okay, this makes me more happy. This needs more time. Or, oh, actually, I want this level of comfort in my life. So I'm going to do this instead and then have this pocket for this. Right. You know, like you could, you don't need to, just like relationships and how you can't have all the needs and expectations be dumped in one person. It's totally okay that you're like this multifaceted being with different needs and that different things satisfy these different objects.
Agreed.
You know, so it's like, oh, it's not, Like, I feel like it's our parents' generations who had that concept that, oh, you had this one job, you stuck to it, and then it fulfilled.
Oh, yeah.
Social blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm like, guys, that's kind of not how stuff works anymore. So it's okay that you, I feel like everybody has different priorities. So everybody just needs to be really honest about how to orient these things. And then you'll be more at peace. And you'll be less jealous too of like how other people configured their lives.
Yeah, like seem to have it figured out, like all together. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, this is Anjali Dub, the host of the newest podcast called Life in Progress. Join me as I share my new journey of adulthood and help you a little on how you can be the best version of yourself, one podcast at a time. Powered by Podcast Network Asia.
Because it's one thing to know what your priorities are and another to, would you say, like, rank them, you know?
Because
you can't just dump them all in like one basket. Mm-hmm. And then you're just looking at one mess of a pile.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like you're a programmer that if blah, then blah. If blah, then blah.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. The ifs and thens, which is, you know, if you're that also requires creative work in itself. Because you're brainstorming your life, you know, you are creating a narrative that you want to live out, you know, co-creating, co-writing that narrative. Like, yeah, that's creative work.
I feel like people are really just shit-ass scared of themselves, like, a lot and often. I think it's the reason why people are scared of therapists or even scared of, like, the concept of, like, oh my God, I'm going to face my shadow with this fucking painting or whatever. It's like, because really we have such a weird, I think we lie to ourselves so often that when we finally face ourselves, it's so terrifying because of all that, you know, you have, oh my God.
Like all the walls built.
All my junk, you know.
All my
stuff, right? But the thing is, the most qualified person to look at that is you. The only person who can do that is you. And the person responsible for that is also you.
It's you.
So, wow. Like, girl. So
that's a lot. And that's a lot to take in. And
Yeah. But the thing is, you're the only one qualified for it. So even the whole, oh my God, I need like a higher mentor to guide me in my artistic journey, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, fam, your artistic flame is like uniquely yours. And you're like, your baggage, your priorities, your like, yo, even just like your family makeup and stuff. It's like very, very unique, right? So, yeah. I mean, sure, you could like hire someone to help you through the process and stuff.
Yeah.
But the primary element of like honesty and not like honesty and not being scared of yourself because of your bullshit, like KonMari shit, you know, is like something that's more of like a quality and a commitment to yourself. And your truth, right? And to like a better life, like holistically, creatively, passionately. Yeah. So it's very, I can't prescribe like a method because everyone's different. So it's really just the quality. It's really just like, how committed are you? I look at your shit and how honest are you? I look at your shit. And then, and if you're like, oh my God, there's like a repressed gay baby over there and it's killing me for it's been killing me. You're going to have to be very honest about doing something about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get networks and stuff to like help you, but it's very personal.
Like,
also,
it'll be rendered like useless if you don't commit to it. You know, like that's you wasting your time, your energy, your effort, even your money. And also not just your own stuff, but like also another person's time, another person's energy and effort. So
I feel like we're scared about like what's, so for example, this is a back room. We're scared of what's there because, oh my God, what if I'm more powerful than I ever imagined? What if I'm sexier more than I ever imagined? What if I'm more creative and like loud, yeah. right? Yeah. And it's like, yeah. and then you're trying to shave these parts off of you because you're like, because yeah. oh, the shaved one is like better. It's like, guys, yeah. you know, guys will like this more. My family will like this more. And like every time you do that, you're basically like chopping off of your own limbs. It's like a slow death, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're betraying yourself, basically. So there's this whole, I feel like it's a rite of passage. I feel like it's like an initiation. That's very natural if you really want to come into yourself. That these facets of you that wants to express or create in a, say, to subvert how things are.
Yeah.
They're going to crawl out of your little closet, or you're going to have little, not little, giant regrets when you're dead. I mean, you're dying. You don't have regrets when you're dead. So, I mean, you're going to, like, it's going to suck, yo. Like, it's going to have consequences. So there's just this, I get it. There's negotiations. I get it. You can make plans. Yeah. But really, the only thing I could, like, really emphasize is that how committed are you into like having an honest life, an honest, authentic life? And if it includes being this creative or being expressive in this way, like, oh my God, I want to have like, what's that car that comes up and down? You know, like you want to have a crazy car.
Hydraulics.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Like, I want to have a crazy car. So it's like we prejudge ourselves because everybody judges us, but that's the thing, you can at least excuse yourself from your own judgment and really just like turn around and look at that stuff and then be like, okay, fine, little baby Maria, here's your crayons. Okay, fine, drag self, you can have your glam outfit every full moon. You know, so it's very, I feel like the best artists like have that very beautiful quality of like honesty. And the reason why we're so like, oh, they seem so free, right? Is because we're also, because our innate nature is freedom. It's either we're jealous or we police that, or we want to be inspired by it. We're pulled to it by some reason, triggered or something. So I feel like that's the transformation that could happen when you let yourself be as creative, artistic, as weird, as unorthodox as you actually feel yourself to be.
I feel like
and then you'll just because I feel like if you do that, you'll respect yourself more because you're showing to yourself that, oh, I'm actually showing up for you and I'm actually making the space for all of this shit. I'm not waiting for somebody to like magically save me, you know? And then you trust yourself more and then you like yourself more, and then self-love. Like self-love is not just the, it's not just like the aesthetics or the like, time management too, but it's really, I feel like it's this quality of like really respecting and seeing yourself. The thing is, but sometimes the things you do is bastos or unrespectful to who you actually are.
Yeah. Right?
So that's the thing. How much time did you give? Not really time. It's because you're always with yourself. So it's more of how willing were
you to, how many opportunities.
Yeah. Were you willing to really see yourself and then show up for yourself that you respect yourself because of those decisions, right? That voice thing happening inside is really it's important. And thus, and then after that bravery, that courage, that momentum, then the like self-integration, the love, it becomes more natural, becomes more, of course, right?
Because you already did less pressure on you also.
Yeah, you did the foundation. It's not anymore that did I do my hair right? Did I chant enough mantras? Yeah. Did I affirm myself? No, bro. Like all your actions were already stemming from this honest seeing of myself and doing the shit and doing the work. So it has less frills. It has less palabok bullshit. It has more just like the meat and the bones of like, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know me, I see me, I respect what she needs.
Hey guys, Ken here. Just dropping by to say hi and to invite you to listen to my podcast, Live It Asia with Ken Lizardo. This podcast is for people who want to live life to the fullest by excelling in business, faith, and health. Are you one of us? If that's so, want it, learn it, live it. Check out Live It Asia podcast. Now back to this episode.
Some people think that, you know, or a lot of us think that creativity is something that's so inaccessible, you know, or like creativity is an excuse when it can be the most healing, empowering thing that you can do for yourself. That creativity isn't always just about carrying the burden of who you are and then releasing it. But it's also, instead of thinking of you carrying that burden and releasing it, why not think that, you know, tapping into your creativity is actually, again, that opportunity to sit down with yourself, to have a conference meeting with yourself, where you are actually not carrying the burden, but facilitating the meeting, you know. You're like the you're the moderator of this panel that is in front of you.
Or you're unleashing something that's been asleep, you know.
And then
it's, oh wow, this part of me is very intelligent and gifted. And dang, you know, and then you have a bonus asset. You have like a bonus frame of mind or like talisman to go about your day. So it's super worth it. So, of course, you could, like, read those scientific studies about hearing your own voice is healthy for you and blah, 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 blah. And then the scientific studies about how moving will keep you healthy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, also, like, art therapy, right? Like, it's a very popular form of, like,
you could,
healing as well.
Yeah, you could read those things. But I would actually invite everybody to just, like, actually experience and then lean into whatever works for you. Right. So, for example, I always, like, I'm not a great singer, but I'm always, I have stars in my eyes when people sing really nice. Like, there's this calm in my body.
Yes, you do.
That, you know, like, there's it's one of the most solid things that makes me go, wow, you know, like, I love Spotify. I'm married to Spotify. It's like, ooh, candy, you know. And the thing is, my family always says that we don't sing. You're not allowed to sing. So every time there's like a Christmas performance, whatever, I would dance, but I'm not allowed to sing. So when I was, I know, right? So toxic. But when you like go to a, so when I joined like a theater production stuff where I was surrounded by these singers, Champre, I was super like, wow, mystic, oh, magic, love, wow. Like I literally just have my jaw drop and be like,
yeah,
sing my name. Because my name's in every song. So it's like, yeah, wow, yeah, sing my name. Yeah. But the thing is, they pushed me, or like I was in a situation where I was just forced to sing, right? And then I lived with singers, musicians, like that. And then I realized that, you know, I don't think I'm gonna be like a singer. I never really had like voice lessons or whatever, but I just like it. It's just fun. It's just a way to feel songs the way songwriters or like performers sang them. Like even as a dancer, it's like, wow, it's just a different way of connecting with the music, right? Yeah. So there's really that, me experiencing that, like, what do you call that, overtook any explanations about, oh yes, singing is healing because you will listen to the hurts of your voice. I mean, valid, but also like, bro, it's just like, I like it. It's fun. Like it's just something I admire. I like it. Like my
body. It wakes up something in me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My body just does a jaw drop every time. Like there's an amazing song. So there's just this whole, like, you already know whatever artistic creative avenue would like freaking unleash you. Like, you know what like wakes you up in the middle of the night. And you don't need like a podcast or like a book to like validate that, oh yes, this is going to be a productive thing of my time. Like, bro, just trust that. Just trust that.
Trust. That's your intuition. And enjoy. Yeah.
Your gut. Like, you don't need to, like, me logically explaining it to you kind of defeats the whole purpose of, like, guys, like, not just logic. Like, there's, like, other facets of you that's, like, you could trust in terms of, like, I'm going to do this. I need to paint my wall. I need to.
Yeah.
I need to change my hair. So it's, like, it's very, it's free. Yeah. It's very, free. It's not. It's not, oh, I did the math and this is more efficient than this.
Yeah.
According, you know, so we need to allocate 50 minutes of, so it's not like, guys, just have a go at the thing that you're literally thinking about since the past 2 minutes that I was talking. You know, there's a version of that in your head. And it's like,
And that version may have existed like way before you actually listen to this episode.
Yeah. It could be 10 years old. It could be like your 7-year-old baby self, like wanting,
wanting to come up. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I think that is a nice way to summarize this entire episode. I know that there's a lot that.
Yeah.
We can still talk about, but sadly, we don't have time. But, you know, we can have like another conversation about this or maybe, in the journey of discovering more about ourselves and like what it really means to be creative, you know, a new topic may arise from it. So, before we say goodbye, I just wanted to ask if you can share where people can find you, what you can help them with as well. So like what you do.
Oh, okay. All right. So I live on an infernal land of Twitter as Maria Mason. So capital MARAAMISON. So I'm a game dev there. So I write stories, lore, characters, and then do layout for tabletop RPGs. You could also find me on Instagram as Maria Santissima with an extra A on the end. So that's for my dancing.
Yeah.
And then a lot of my abstract art is there. People can message me on both avenues or email me in mariabumby@yahoo.com if you want a reading. So I do tarot readings, but not as often, but it's there if you want it.
Yeah.
And I do, like, people get me for a lot of somatic hypnotherapy. So that's more of like a body-based kind of meditation. So it's a combination of like working with images that appear in your body or in your psyche in relation to the body, and then just unpacking, like reprogramming that and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We can talk about that next time.
I think I'll have
another episode for that. Let's do that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's my shit. Yeah. So like other probable guests and just like Mara, I also do Reiki and Seraphim. So that's like always imbued in my work.
All right. So thank you so much for joining me. You know, this was such a fun conversation. I mean, all our conversations are very fun, insightful, fruitful, and all of that. So thank you so much. And I'll see you again soon. Yeah. So for our listeners, feel free to, you know, message us your thoughts, your reflections, or, you know, maybe something that you've always wanted to try. You've always wanted to try, and then your experience when you started, you know, actually doing it. So
Go do it. Please do.
So thank you again so much, and be safe, be healthy, and may you always feel loved. Bye.
Oh yes, you are. Bye.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Sage Conversations. If you found value in our content, share your thoughts with us on Instagram and Facebook, and tag us at Sage Conversations Podcast. Please subscribe and share this podcast with people you know and love. Every bit will help us grow our circle. Once again, thank you so much. May you be well and may you feel loved. Until the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.